Do you have problems with shoulder and or neck and upper back pain? This is how we're going to fix it. In this workshop at the Gibson Center in August, I talked to these seniors and a couple younger people too, how to fix their shoulder pain and also overall posture. All right, so we start with basically setting your posture for your shoulder along with setting your posture for your upper back and neck together, okay? What we do is walk through about probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 exercises, a couple strength exercises too, to make your overall body looser and then stronger so you can hold position, overall prevent injury, and help you sit and move your body properly without causing shoulder pain. So go through this overall workshop, listen to the podcast. More importantly, go to the show notes too. At that point, then I'm going to put the specific exercises, how to do these exercises for 1, 2, and which ones, along with two, the show notes, how to go back to the full video and see the overall videos. You can watch them and do them and get yourself healthy. All right, enjoy the talk, and we'll see you afterwards. All right, this turned up. All right, so I have your equipment for home exercises is 2 water bottles and a broomstick. Everybody have that at home? Or you can get that eventually, right? Okay. Is how do we get our body to go from wherever it is, say here, to a better normal here? Okay, I'm gonna close the door so I can hear myself. That's it, class closed. No more people allowed. First thing to do, I've done this several times before too, is standing on a wall, okay? Basically, it's called 6-second posture. The videos I'm going to put in the actual post is here against the wall with your heels, hips, shoulder, and head. You maintain this position over time so our body stays here as we move. Okay? When we do this, the plan when we do this is to make sure our body can stay here. Because right now, if I'm standing here, in this position here, that's normal to me. My body feels like that's normal. Okay? Let me see if they want. Okay, so commercial break over. Let's go back to what we're talking about. But that's the biggest thing is take care of your health overall. Wherever you are now, you may have shoulder problems, but the primary thing is wherever you have problems, deal with that first. This is what we talked about, sorry, a second ago, is how do we get our body back here so the shoulder stays back here where the shoulder lines up with the back of your neck versus here coming forward. When we do this, realize the shoulder is, even though the shoulder is meant for motion of the arm, I'll give you that, okay, up and down, turning, whatever it is too, it also connects to the neck. Because it connects here in the neck, you have to realize that muscle, the shoulder muscle itself can make the upper trap muscle tight and make things want to pull this way, pull your head forward and backward at the same time. So if my head is not going forward because of, again, big picture, bad posture, my shoulders have to hold me back. So that'll tighten and over time stay that way. When it does that, it's going to pull two areas, attaches to the neck, where it can cause areas to lock up in the spine. Then the neuropathy, the nerves, will fire back the head and the ear, causing vertigo. Okay? Or it can cause the shoulder here to tighten to cause shoulder pain, local pain on the shoulder joint itself, the AC joint where it points out. Or it can cause, I get my arm back there, and contort myself, it can cause pain back here, top of the shoulder blade, because that's that whole triangle muscle is here. That's the whole muscle, besides the shoulder itself. So my job is, as a chiropractor, is how to look at your overall body. First of all, posture. Is posture bad? To get the body, the structure, to come back here. Then we get that muscle loosen up by doing certain exercises we'll go over. So overall, that muscle loosens, and everything that's coming forward, rotating your shoulders, rounded shoulders, we stretch this front area, the pec minor anterior delt, backwards, and that posterior delt stronger along with the upper trap over time, so everything holds this way. Holds this way, strong and relaxed. Strong and relaxed, that's the key. So to get strong and relaxed, you have to do two things. We have to stretch first and then strengthen. Stretch and then strengthen, that's the key. Okay? I have guys doing physical work in my office, a lot of physical labor jobs. I want them to stretch because they're strong enough. But once we stretch, we want to get our body stronger here so all the muscles stay strong and relaxed. First stretch I want to show you, I think Gloria did this before, I think maybe a year and a half ago, me and you, is take a broomstick, Okay? And if we've already done this, established, okay, I got to get my body, instead of being here around the shoulders, back here. I want all the shoulder loosened up. The biggest motion it does is rounding the back and forth. Fun times, huh? Fun. So how do we do this over time? Either a straight over the body, straight. They call it a straight pass in CrossFit. I call it a broomstick stretch because it's a broomstick. Okay, wide as you can, or are you going to modify by coming over one shoulder at a time and coming across? Oh, a little bit easier, right? Or do you want to start against the wall because you want to maintain good posture and bring your shoulders up here, then worry about this first. If I can't bring my arm forward straight up, I want you to focus on this first. Okay? What this will do is allow your shoulders to open up a little bit back to get that shoulder to stay up. Who wants to try this? Come on up. Yes. I love Vanna White's. I would do about 5 times to start. Let's start against the wall first, 5 times straight up first. So against the wall, so heels, hips, shoulder, and head. Arms straight out. Oh, my shirt's so tight. Here, then come straight up overhead. How does that feel?
Fine. I don't think I can get back any further.
That's okay. Well, let's take a step off the wall, about 2 steps forward, so you can clear it when you go backwards a little more. A little more forward. And now go as wide as you can.
Oh, you mean put my arms out wide?
Yeah, as wide as you can.
And then end up going back.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah, I can't.
That's okay. Let's start this way then. Good. So if you can't go that way, we did step one, right? Okay. Now let's do this. To figure eight, I'll show you this one. Do you want to see me from the side, from the front, or from the back? What's easier for you?
Probably this side, maybe.
Good. Yeah. Let's try side first. I'm going to come this way. If I'm worried about my left shoulder being more tight, bring my right shoulder over this way. Come across. And then down. Let's see how that feels. Let's see if it doesn't, we're going to modify it even more.
Oh, and then this just goes back.
Exactly,
this way.
Yeah. There we go.
And then
as far as you can go down.
And then back this way.
There you go.
And then up.
All the way up and all the way over. Look at that. You've done this before, not your first rodeo.
Well, not for a long time. My right shoulder's been giving me problems. That's why I thought I'm going to go to this class to kind of...
This is step one. This is step one for you.
Yeah, and then it would be this...
Exactly side. That way. Exactly. Let it come over. Let it come down your shoulders. There we go.
Here.
Then come back up. Same way.
Should my head always be straight ahead?
It should be, but if you're doing this to get that shoulder pass, get the shoulder pass first.
Okay.
And over time, as you get looser and looser, mm-hmm. then over time, it'll get easier to keep it above your head and come all the way over.
Okay.
Do you realize that shoulder joint, it's like a piece of rope. It winds up when you don't use it or it gets very tight, it pulls forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to wind up that forwardness. So coming backwards, you're going to unwind things over time. Ligaments take time to stretch. Sometimes 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh.
I recommend doing this about 4 or 5 times, twice a day.
Oh, wow, okay. You mean with going back like that?
Exactly. Each side, okay. 5 or 4 to 5 times, so 10 times total.
Okay. Okay.
That'll keep things loose. All right?
Great.
Well, good. Before you go, make sure I'm going to give you a gold star before you go. I brought it today. I brought my gold stars. Good. Grab a seat. I'm going to get more volunteers in a minute. Okay. Any questions about the broomstick stretch? Okay, so these videos I'm going to send you, or on the link, is going to be number one, 6-second posture, hold her body here. Okay, if you can hold her body here, make sure you watch for the core too. Hold her body here, then her body, over time, make the shoulders looser with a broomstick. Okay, go as wide as you can, or turn it over, so over, you do that one at a time type of area. Again, that's going to allow your body to stretch out this area here, along with the shoulder itself, so everything a general stretch for the overall body. Okay. Another one for the shoulder is going to be here. We talked about how that trap is affected by the shoulder. It'll tighten and pull you forward. So here I'm going to have you do, go for my good side today, is bring your hand behind your head, and from there, if that's able to, Let your body, let the, because realize that muscle's here, right? It's more of an arched muscle, not a straight muscle. It has to arch up to your neck. You want to pull it to stretch out that arch. If you want your head toward, for your right hand, your head turned, your face turned toward your left shoulder, let it pull down that way to allow your head and that neck to stretch in the back of your neck and shoulder. All right? You want to go, and you also want to go over your head behind your ear. There we go. Let that pull itself down.
It feels good.
It feels a stretch, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to feel that. Only enough tension where you feel a stretch, but not a pain. Everyone's feeling that?
Should your elbow be like always straight? Or?
This one I want to go over my head with the elbow, so it comes over my head.
Over my head.
Exactly. For this one. For this one.
Oh,
okay.
Like this.
And let it turn your head naturally to your up to your shoulder, my left shoulder, my right hand over my head, so it pulls for about 10 to 15 seconds.
Oh God.
Everyone feeling that? Then switch sides too. When you switch sides, again, that's going to be your left hand behind your right ear, and because the arch of the upper trap muscle, you're going to pull, have your face as you pull down, have your face turn your right shoulder. That when it stays that way, hold that for about 15, 20 seconds. And you're going to have one side tighter than the other, because that's your tighter shoulder too at the same time.
What happened to the crooked in that?
Then you have something going on. That's, I don't know. Be very careful for it. That's probably something that's where it's locked up in there a little bit. Okay? But if you have a tight shoulder, say for example, this side, your left side, most likely that's your tight shoulder out here too. And that's one joint. And we'll go over it again one more time. That shoulder joint I worry about, it goes from middle of your arm, middle of your upper arm, across the shoulder joint, posterior delt upper traps here, along with the anterior delt here in your clavicle. It's all one complex to help the joint either move properly or not. You ever heard of football players, especially breaking their clavicle, they're stuck in a shoulder joint position because they want to make sure that heals properly. That joint in your clavicle here controls that just as much as your shoulder joint itself. Right. Any questions about that? Next one. Yes.
Comment about what we're trying to recover from. And
yes.
I find posting that on the mirror in the bathroom to remind me, because for 40 years, 5 days a week, 6 hours a day, I was hunkered in front of a computer.
Yes.
You know,
and people
staring at that cock back and fingers groping over the keyboard.
But that's the thing, and people are still doing that, but can we counter that hunched over tech neck posture where you're all used to, or even people are even doing it more now because that's what people do for a living, that's all they do. Can you counter that by stretching and strengthening enough throughout the day and after, before work, to counter that stress? I did a talk this morning about that with a guy who does technology. And his thing is, how do we get people to work out enough, to stretch enough, to make our body overall stay healthy when you have to be on a screen 8, 9, 10 hours a day?
Well, I have it posted on the mirror in the bathroom.
Yes.
Okay, because I stand up, recoil in horror from the stranger that's staring at me.
Yes.
That helps.
It's tough. Okay. So here, I'm going to do one at a time here for your shoulder. What I want you now, we talked about full range of motion, right? Talked about the upper trap stretch here. Talked about 6 inch posture. You have 3 videos, 3 exercises so far. Another stretch I want you to do before you get the strength one is take a water bottle, any brand, doesn't matter, okay? All about the same ounces. Take your hand, if you want to stretch your right shoulder, I'm worried about when our body comes forward, that muscle there will weaken, that posterior delt muscle. So what I want to do is take your arm, lock your elbow into your side, make a 90 degree angle with your upper arm and lower arm, hold your hand, your opposite hand on that shoulder so it stays in, then come across this way as far as you can. Ah. And sometimes you get the ass, don't go that far. Go less than that. As far as you can, hold it for a second, and then let go all the way in. Get that back muscle behind you, that posterior delt muscle, start firing more. Because the upper trap is this muscle here. Okay, one focus on one muscle back there, that gets very weak, causing shoulder pain, causing neck pain, causing bad posture. So I want to come out as far as I can, hold it for a second, then come back in. If it's easier for you to do it against the wall, do it against the wall where you lock the elbow in. Come across, hold it for a second, then come back in. That feels good to you. You can do two bottles. Do you want to come up and demonstrate? Real quick, I'm going to show you two bottles once too. If you did one, let's do it so you can have a bottle, so I feel bad for you. So against the wall. Let's do this. So yours here, and then come out this way. There we go. So hold it first, then come out that way. Good. So lock your elbow in. Good. Lock your elbow in. Start here. Then come straight out without moving the elbow. Come straight out this way.
Oh, without moving the
exactly. elbow. Elbow stays tucked in the whole time. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now take two water bottles and then keep them locked in. And what I do this time is come locked in and come out as far as you can without using your other hand to support you. Good. Look at that. Professional.
I do yoga 3 times a week.
Good. It's working.
We use our neck exercises, yes. and our shoulder exercises.
Yes.
And we squat a lot.
It's working.
It's very relaxing.
And, and realize with yoga too, it keeps this strong and relaxed and less stressed.
Yes.
Any motion you can do.
Yeah.
Good.
We meditate.
Fantastic. I try to do it every day. As long as my kids don't bother me, I'll be fine. Or my dog. One of the two. Does that feel okay?
It feels fine.
Good. This is a 3-shoulder exercise. So if you're good with this one, I want to test your upper shoulder here now to see if that broomstick feels good. Can we do an upper one where you hit the medial delt also? So what I have you do now is bring your arms here, Miss Yoga Expert. Right there. What's your name again?
Patricia.
Patricia. Instead of Yoga Expert, call Patricia. Here. Now come straight back.
Oh.
So I'm going to lock, good, lock the elbows in and come straight back, Patricia, behind you. Good. Does that feel okay?
It feels a little tight.
In the shoulder itself or more the upper trap?
The shoulder.
Good. And as you know, if it feels tight, we should do it more, correct?
Yes.
Good. As far as you can go where it feels tight, not painful, just tight, hold it for a second and come down, let things relax, come again about 5 times on that area.
Okay, it feels good.
Take a step off the wall. Doing it this way now, off the without the wall support, does that feel different when you do it off the wall? So here again, and come straight back. Well, the same or different?
About the same.
Good, good.
About the
but
same.
Keep your elbows up now, right?
Oh.
Elbows up, the shoulders down. Let the shoulders relax. There we go. Good.
You need weights.
Yes.
When you do this.
Counterweights, exactly. Counterweights to do this.
And if the bottles are too heavy, I can show you how to lighten them.
Yeah, whatever, take the water out, whatever. But realize this one too, you're doing is dropping that shoulder. It's a little weaker on that side.
It is.
With the wall.
One side is weaker than the other.
The right, it seemed like the right, but with the wall it gives you more support. Without the wall, it'll be a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. Trying each way on the wall first and off the wall would be good to know where your body is. Yes?
I do this with 2 pounds weight.
Perfect.
In each.
Good. And keep that shoulder, and make sure if you can't, keep the shoulders up here.
Up here.
Up here, and then do it.
Yes.
And make sure the shoulder's really getting the full range of motion. Here, it's not locked out as much. There's more tension here to cause more of a stretch as your elbows come up to about 90 degrees versus your body and the actual hand itself. Okay? Last one, start against the wall too. I'm going to have you do, this is different, not a straight posture this, I'm going to have you do for this one, Patricia, is bring your feet forward.
Both
bring your feet forward, both feet, but keep your glutes against the wall.
Oh.
There we go. Against the wall, good. Now I'm going to have you just lean forward a little bit, just tilt forward. Keep the bottles in front of you. Let them drop. I'm going to come up, Patricia, straight up here. Good. Where you feel that pinch in the back of the neck and shoulders here.
Yes.
Feel that pinch. Good.
Yes.
And you want a wall for this one, too. This is the easier on the wall because you want to focus on the shoulder. Now we've gone away from the anterior, medial, and posterior delt to more the upper trap. Arms come up. Upper trap will fire to make that muscle stronger to pull the neck together. So it keeps that shoulders together here contracted, so it doesn't want to hunch forward. When we do this, we want to feel that pinch back there, Patricia.
Oh, yes.
So our body wants to stay strong here instead of falling forward in our body.
Right.
Okay, right. You feel that?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Because that'll keep that shoulder strong. So three, let's go through all three again, off the wall. Have to start this one first, right? Here. Number one. Here. Good. Now keep the elbows locked in, perfect. Up here, number two. Straight up, good. See how that, it's a little harder when your elbows
up. My left arm is a little weaker.
Okay, a little weaker on that side, but keep your elbows up perfect. Straight up, good. Last one is against the wall. And feet up, good, feet up, look at this, perfect. Instructor here. And then arms at the side, come straight up. And then come down, when you come up again, pinch the shoulder blades back of your neck, pinch that area back there. All right. Good. Any questions at all?
I feel a pull in
where?
My back.
Low back or neck?
The back, above the neck.
Right here?
Yes.
Good, perfect. That's where you want to feel it.
Oh.
That upper trap muscle attaches from the shoulder up here. Mm-hmm. The back neck's the whole area. You should feel that tension on that muscle.
It does.
Perfect.
Just need to do it more often.
And when you're doing it to like you do already, your head stays up. It doesn't fall forward. When you work out, when you do stretch, especially this exercise too, make sure you have a good posture, this strength. If I'm exercising to strengthen my muscles, I want to strengthen a better position, not here where I'm coming forward, dropping my head. I want to make sure I work out where I want to stay, not just to push more weight or get the body moving. Okay, so good. Always good posture, good position, good technique. That's the key.
You need to focus on something.
At that point, and over time, as you feel good, it'll feel easy to do.
Yes.
As you do five each position every day, comes your normal. Then you can add 2 pounds. You can add 5 pounds if you want. I wouldn't do 40 pounds. 40 pounds would be heavy for me. My shoulders would probably fall off. Okay. But can we do enough to make that shoulder looser and rotate backwards, so versus being stuck forward because of our bad positioning? Keep our body loose backwards. That's the key. Any questions about that? You want to do one more exercise?
One more.
Good. Drop these off. This is called, I call it a shoulder rise. I just mix up with my head. Okay? Be here. I'm going to go against the wall. And this is if you have, again, if there's no soreness, no pain, nothing going on serious in your shoulders, here against the wall. So you can slide up and down. Form a little pyramid, little T, and then come back down again. Does that feel okay?
We do this at yoga.
Perfect.
We do this at yoga.
Lying on the floor.
Floor's even easier.
Oh, it is easier.
Because it'll be less gravity pushing against your hands and your body. So I would probably, that's a good idea. Start on the floor first. I have to redo my video now for my patients. Start on the floor first, that feels good, then move to the wall. And if it feels good on the wall feels hard, but the wall allows you to maintain that body here. That's the key. With load allows you to make your body retrain this way. Whereas on the floor, there's no opposite pressure to make your body stay that position.
Right, you're more erect.
Exactly,
you're
more erect.
Against the wall.
Your body's staying straighter because that wall hopefully is upland permitted to be a straight wall.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's the key.
Oh, that feels good.
Good. Look at this, easy. Grab a seat, Patricia.
Thank you.
And you can practice saying, don't shoot, while you're being trying to
pick two colors for yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Any questions so far? Nothing? Wow, makes my job easy. Okay. And that's the thing, we want to do enough where we can start and maintain. That's really the key. Can we do enough to make sure our body stays loose? No time, thank you. And also strong at the same time. So if you start stretching first, where that broomstick feels good, that positioning, then positioning of the broomstick, then move on to more exercise like these, your body gets stronger over time. Okay? Another one for the shoulder, and again, if you're ready, if you're comfortable, is going to a wall, hands about shoulder high, and do a wall push-up.
Oh.
Okay? I like keep my elbows in here instead of out here. Elbows in, not out. In, like before two, is more shoulder strength. And when you're coming back to two, you can get, actually do two workouts here too. You can come As you go toward the wall, slowly do it.
Most people are used to doing it this way, get the elbows out of the way.
Exactly.
And you're saying
elbows in allows you to get, as you come toward the wall, work some of the tricep, some of the back muscles back here. As you come to work, go really slow, about a 5 second count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for a second, then push yourself up slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So all the muscles in the front and back are working together. Okay? The closer it gets to the wall, the closer we're vertical with the wall, the less resistance on your shoulders and your body. The further away, the more pressure the shoulders and also those areas of the chest too. So I'm going to start here. I'm going to start standing straight up. I don't want my shirt so tight today. Here, I'm going to come right here, elbows tucked in. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then come off, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A lot less resistance, more for motion to feel your body feeling okay. As you get comfortable, take a little bit more from here, step off the wall to allow your body to have more resistance to come here again. Elbows tucked in, a little bit further. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So your feet have to be together.
Exactly. The feet together is good because it allows you to maintain your balance left and right.
Okay.
So if I have a weak shoulder, I'm going to know that by my feet being together. At that point, it requires more balance. My feet are further apart, then my body can compensate by allowing my body not to favor that one side or the other. So by having that in, hands in, feet in, be able to say, okay, my left shoulder's a little weaker. When I come forward, I'm going to lean to the right more. I don't want to do that. I'd rather get closer to the wall so that feels comfortable, so you don't do that and scream like you're in pain. So closer with the hands, elbows tucked in, feet together, to get that balance going along with resistance and the exercise itself.
Well, I'm surprised how different it feels. I mean, you saw me trying it over there. Ooh.
and you don't have to, I'm not requiring to do a full push up on the floor. You can do things on your own, slowly build that strength up when you feel good. Okay? Last exercise, because I don't want to wear you guys out.
I like the way you say last.
Just to prep it, people have places to go, people to see. This is going to be a seated shoulder modified press. A modified shoulder press. A lot of people will do presses, shoulder presses overhead. Again, if you have 4 inches above shoulder, do this. If not, don't worry about it. Here is where I come here. Come straight up, touch, come straight down. Okay. If that feels good, while my hands are forward, right? My palms are forward. Here, that feels good. No pain in the shoulders, minimal tightness, whatever it is. Now, instead of going your hands forward, bring your knuckles in here. So now you go knuckles up, touching, and come down this way.
You're turning your hands out.
Out. Turning hands out, knuckles in. So at that point, it causes more shoulder tightness until you even start the exercise. So your body comes up, hold it for a second, comes back down. So knuckles in, hands out. There we go.
There
it is.
So what does it mean if your shoulder hurts when you do that?
That means it's really tight in the shoulder itself. I would focus on these and the broomstick itself first before going to that route. I'd probably end up doing the normal shoulder press first. Hold it, come down until that feels better to you. But as things loosen up with the shoulder, broomstick especially, you'll feel that easier to turn your hand out to get that full range of motion. By doing this, you're going to allow your shoulders to sit, again, back here instead of coming forward over time this way. I want to focus on the shoulder back. This is why the last one is the harder one to do, where it comes out, straight up. So instead of being normal, out, straight up, hold it for a second, and come straight down.
Well, the problem I'm having is it tightens my neck, and my neck gets real fatigued fast doing that.
Well, that's called getting stronger. That's the plan.
But it's affecting the neck, the shoulders.
Yes, congratulations, you're working muscles, getting stronger.
Oh, yes.
That's the key. And I realize we talked about this before too, several times. Pain is not a bad thing all the time. If I'm moving my body and it feels that during the motion, that's good pain. You want to get it stronger, make your body stronger, better posture, and looser over time. Your body, like yoga, will help it relax physically and also hormonally, so your body mentally relaxes too. We need motion to stay strong, prevent arthritis, allow our body to maintain balance and posture. We have to move more.
You have to believe no pain, no gain? Is that what you're telling
me? To a certain point, yes. With you, I don't worry about that. Push harder. Don't be a weenie. Okay? But that's the goal. How do we do enough and a little bit more based on what we do every day? Can we walk more? Can we walk with our body like the wall posture back here with weights? Maybe doing enough while we're doing we're walking, just these. Okay? At that point, our body stays loose and strong the whole time, and our body stays, we're multitasking per se, so everything stays strong, upper body and lower body, with our body being back here. We have to think, if I'm going to sit, talked about sitting before too, am I going to sit because I'm doing all this, right? I'm sitting here, spending half hour, hour every day doing exercises all day long, pushing my body, doing everything going on. No, am I going to go from that position, go like this, go, okay, I'm good. No. This is going to feel normal to you after time. Sometimes a month and a half, 2 months to get there. You're going to want to maintain this. This is going to feel awkward and weird to you now. Relative to before, this felt good to you. This felt like you're normal. This looked like you're normal. Got to get away from that, because this will cause things to lock up the joints, then cause arthritis. Then we have problems we don't want to see a doctor for. Neuropathy, headaches, vertigo, things like that. So how do we get the muscle loosened up first, the joints too? If we need to get the joints locked up, unlocked completely in the spine itself, that will get the full relief. Okay. As a chiropractor, as Gloria knows, I focus on the structure. I want the spine to be loose and the spine to move normally. Okay. You have joints in your neck, mid-back, low back, sometimes prevent that. Once you loosen it up, my plan is to make sure I give you enough things to do at home like these so your body can stay strong and relaxed. Once I fix it and change that spine around, if I can, you maintain it on your own. I don't want to see you because you've done enough to learn what to do on your own. All right? That's the plan.
Well,
yes?
The problem I was having was that I thought this was for the arms and shoulders.
Yes.
And I was surprised that it was my neck that was really hurting.
It doesn't make sense though, because if that upper trap muscle attaches from the shoulder to the neck, you're working that muscle that has to attach where the weakest point is, where you can have the pain. You have a weak neck. It's tough. And if that's the goal, is how do you, if we know it's weak, get it stronger.
Yeah, okay.
As long as there's no injury, there's no sharp pain, get it stronger. All right? Any other questions? This is one of my shorter talks, but there's about five exercises to work on every day to make all of this back here so your neck relaxes, your shoulders relax, your upper back relaxes. Ball stays loose and strong. Anything else?
I guess I'm saying my neck was not very relaxed at all when I was trying this. I was trying to hold the head back reasonably.
Yes, you get no stars today. No stars for you. Any questions at all? Shoulder recovery from having pain, especially long term, is difficult both physically and mentally, especially being told before too, to not move because it hurts. Our job is to make sure we can move things slowly over time, and as you improve with flexibility and range of motion, increase strength also. It helps your overall shoulder pain, even sometimes arm pain, neck pain, or upper back pain. Realize doing things in a sequential order allows you to realize if I'm getting looser and stronger, I have more confidence to do more and more, so my overall body feels better. So again, we put these about five exercises in the actual show notes. Go to those specifically if you want to go to those links. And even watch the full video to that point. Within 30 minutes, you'll understand how to improve your shoulder injuries, even upper back and neck injuries too. All right, hope you enjoyed these podcasts. Also, in the links in the show notes. Again, I put also links to our Facebook page. You'll leave comments. Also, other podcasts too. So enjoy all of them. Our job is to make sure you live a simple, healthy life by doing things on your own over time to overall keep yourself healthy. Right? Enjoy the show, and we'll see you in the next one. Have a great day.